Okay, so today we're diving into a topic that's pretty heavy, honestly. It's one of those things that people have really strong feelings about, and we want to make sure we're approaching it carefully.
Absolutely.
We're looking at what the Bible has to say about abortion, using this source, Bible abortion. And just to be clear right off the bat, we're not here to tell anyone what to believe or take sides in any way. It's more about understanding how different people have interpreted these texts.
Exploring those different interpretations and seeing how they play into the bigger conversation.
Exactly. So the Bible, it's old, right? Like really old.
Many
So
centuries.
jumping into this, we're going to start in the Old Testament.
Okay.
One passage that always seems to come up is Exodus 21:22-25.
Sure.
It talks about what happens if a pregnant woman gets hurt. And the punishment is different depending on whether the fetus is harmed or the woman herself. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it tells us that even back then, the fetus was seen as separate from the woman. It was still considered wrong to cause the death of a fetus, even if the punishment wasn't as severe as for killing an adult.
It's like they recognized there was something there, something to protect.
Yeah, it gives us a glimpse into how they viewed fetal life.
So moving on, there's Deuteronomy 30:19-20. Now, it doesn't directly mention abortion, but it does talk about this idea of choosing life.
Right. Choosing life for thou and thy seed, as it says.
Yeah, and that really connects to this sanctity of life idea, which is something we hear a lot about today in these debates.
It's this concept that all life is sacred and needs to be protected.
Exactly. And another passage that really drives this home is Psalm 139:13-16. It uses this incredibly vivid language to describe God creating a person in the womb.
Right, like you knit me together in my mother's womb.
It's just such powerful imagery, and a lot of people point to this as evidence for the personhood of the fetus,
Yeah, that idea that a fetus is already a person with the same rights and protections as anyone else.
which of course leads to this huge question of when does life actually begin?
Exactly, a question that people have been wrestling with for centuries.
And our source also touches on Jeremiah 1:5 and Isaiah 49:1. How do those fit into this whole discussion?
Well, those are interesting because they talk about God knowing individuals before they were even born.
Right, so it's this concept of God having a plan for each person even before they exist.
Yeah, and some might connect that to the theological idea of predestination
That our lives are kind of set out for us.
in a way. But for our purposes here, I think the main point is that it underscores the idea of life having meaning even before birth.
Okay, makes sense. Now let's shift gears and head to the New Testament.
Okay.
There's this scene in Luke 1:41 where Mary, who's pregnant with Jesus, visits Elizabeth, who's pregnant with John the Baptist.
Right.
And when they meet, Elizabeth's baby jumps in the womb.
Yeah, it's kind of a curious detail.
Definitely. And people have interpreted it in all sorts of ways, like maybe it was a sign of recognition between the two babies even before they were born.
Yeah, some people see it as evidence of fetal awareness or even communication in the womb, which again reinforces that idea of life in the womb having some kind of special significance.
It's like they're already interacting with each other, which is pretty wild to think about.
It really is, and it highlights how these texts can offer so much for us to ponder, even today.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot of different passages, but we have to keep something really important in mind: context. The
Absolutely.
Bible was written a long, long time ago. Their understanding of the world was different.
Totally. They didn't have the same medical technology or even the same social structures.
We can't just take these verses and plop them down into our modern world without thinking about all those differences.
Exactly. We have to be careful about making those kinds of direct connections without taking context into account.
And it's really crucial to remember that there's no single definitive way to interpret any of this. Different people, different faiths, even within the same religion, can understand these passages in completely different ways.
Absolutely. That's why it's so important to approach these texts with humility and be open to the fact that there are multiple perspectives out there.
So, big picture, I think it's safe to say that what the Bible says about abortion is pretty complex.
I'd agree with that. There's a lot of nuance, a lot of room for interpretation.
It's definitely not black and white.
No, not at all. And the conversation will likely continue as our understanding of science, ethics, and faith continues to evolve.
So, as we wrap up this deep dive, I'd like to leave you with something to think about. Knowing how these biblical passages have been interpreted in different ways throughout history and even today, how do you think they might inform our own beliefs and the ethical discussions we're having about abortion in today's world. It's a question that's worth some serious reflection.
Definitely. And I'd encourage everyone to check out the additional resources provided in our source material. There's a ton of information out there to help you explore these questions even further.
So keep digging, keep questioning, and keep the conversation going.
Couldn't agree more.
Until next time.
See you then.